We're holding steady. That's how the executive director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission describes the COVID-19 situation on tribal lands in North Dakota. Scott Davis says some strong decision-making by tribal leaders and open communication between the tribes is making a difference.
When it comes to testing, PPE, data, information, guidance, we've been very, very good in working with the tribes on their requests and also information and guidance that they need. You know, at times, like everybody needs advice on things on how to handle this virus. So again, so far, so good.
But Davis says it's not all good news. He says the Fort Berthold Reservation was recently considered a hotspot for the virus.
So we partnered with the tribe per their chairman's request. Chairman Fox asked to come up there and do some more additional testing. We did that last Saturday, and then we followed up a little bit more yesterday with some more testings. So we're waiting on those results here, and hopefully we'll have those results here soon. But it was definitely a hotspot for a while.
Davis says the positive cases being discovered are an important reminder to follow the rules. That includes staying home, avoiding unnecessary travel, social distance when around other people, practice good hand washing, and above all, don't panic.
You know, this virus doesn't see jurisdiction. This virus doesn't see nationality, doesn't see ethnicity, doesn't see gender, age, you know, it doesn't see, you know, a reservation line or tribal line or a state border. It's everywhere, and we know that. And it's so important for us as Native Americans, First Nations people, to remind ourselves that this is Mother Nature, and we need to respect that.
For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.